We now bring to these microphones David James with his report on an issue that needs to be discussed together with each and every one of you. Now, we'll talk about it. David and I will have a conversation. You can interact with us via sending an email in if you'd like to do that. prophecytoday.com is the address. And we're just excited about the opportunity to continue week by week by week bringing issues to the table for our discussion that need to have a biblical base, an understanding of what God's Word is calling for. We're going to do that. I've been talking about people being in different locations across the countryside on this broadcast. Ken Timmerman on the slopes in Vermont skiing, David Dolan down on the shores of the ocean there in New Mexico, and now we go to Scroon Lake, New York. Normally we get David out in Indiana where his headquarters is. He's in Scroon Lake, New York. He's been teaching at the Word of Life Bible Institute. David, what was your subject this week?
Oh, good to be with you, Jimmy. Yeah, I just finished teaching Roman Catholicism or Roman Catholic evangelism to the second-year students at the Bible Institute.
Well, I am sure that you had a great time with them. That's a great opportunity to grab young people when they're starting to prepare for all the rest of life should the Lord tarry the rapture, and get some information, biblical information, into their minds so they know how to recognize the world out there. You know, David, our practice has been to stay away from politics. We look at prophetic events. We may see how politics sets the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We're going to stand by that. We're not going to, you know, get on some kind of a hobby horse talking about the political arena. But something happened this last week that set the blogosphere and the media outlets everywhere on fire. And that also needed to be discussed not only by them, by us as well.
You're right. Last week at the National Prayer Breakfast on Thursday, which is an interfaith meeting that is held, the President of the United States, President Obama, spoke there, and he made some comments that really, like you said, just set everything on fire. Conservative commentators, Christian leaders everywhere have commented, written blogs, done television interviews. This has been a huge topic of discussion for a week now.
Well, David, our listeners who may not have been able to hear exactly what the president had to say, we happen to have an audio clip of that controversial statement we're going to play for you right now, and we'll come back and talk about it.
So how do we, as people of faith, reconcile these realities? The profound good, the strength, the tenacity, the compassion and love that can flow from all of our faiths, operating alongside those who seek to hijack religious for their own murderous ends. Humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history. And lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ.
Now, we understand more of what the president had to say. And some might think that we're wrongly getting into politics again. Explain that, David.
Well, I would say that we're not. You know, particularly with the doctrine of separation of church and state, when the president of the United States goes into a forum like this and addresses leaders from all faiths, he's sort of taking off the mantle of the president of the United States and simply presenting himself as a world leader, and he's actually stepping out of the realm of politics, out of partisan politics, and into the realm of a leader who is simply addressing people from many faiths. So he stepped out of that and into the religious discussion, I would say.
Yes, and you sent me several articles that make some very important points, not necessarily by us, but by other Christian leaders as well. Let's discuss some of them. Robert Jeffries, who is the senior pastor, First Baptist Church, Dallas, told Bill O'Reilly on the Fox News Channel that Jesus would be outraged that the president would willfully mischaracterize Christianity the way he did.
Well, you know, it's a little bit difficult to say if we can actually speak for Jesus, but we can certainly say this, that there was an opportunity for the president to draw some conclusions that would help to bring people together. And actually, I would say his statements were divisive, and they did not characterize biblical Christianity correctly, but rather almost castigated or chastised Christians for things that happened over a millennia ago, in the case of the Crusades, and things that were done by people, though in the name of Christ, did not represent Christ's teachings at all. So it was a mischaracterization.
Yes, and then Al Mohler, who is president of Southern Seminary, Louisville, Kentucky, he made a very interesting statement. Presidents of the United States are generally awful theologians, and that the closer they get to anything theological, the bigger mess they make.
Well, and the point, another point that Dr. Mohler made was that President Obama is very universalistic in his understanding of religion, that he talked a lot about faith, but that faith isn't the issue. When we talk about faith, we can't talk about faith just as some kind of concept that has no meaning. We have to talk about the object of faith. And so he just talked about faith like it was something important of itself, in and of itself. And he said that although the vast majority of Muslims in the world are not fighters in the jihad against the West, the fact is that maybe 20 to 25% of Muslims do have an intent engaging in violent jihad.
And that would be a major number of people, somewhere in the area of over what I would say, if they're 1.5 or 7, whatever the number is, of Muslims in the world, we're talking about over 400 million. That's more than the population of the United States that could get involved. Ravi Zacharias, he's a well-known apologist, noted that even a professor at the University of London commented on President Obama's shallow understanding of the Crusades.
Right. Though Ravi Zacharias was not at this particular event, he said that he had listened to this speech many times, and he had been at many national prayer breakfasts prior to this. And his comment was, I'll just quote him, he said, "For those who did not hear the talk, it is sufficient to say that it was the most ill-advised and poorly chosen reprimand ever given at a national prayer breakfast." So, he makes a very strong statement. And he also says, he comments that Geraldo Rivera the next day was favorable toward the speech, and that Geraldo was making the oft-repeated lie that more people have been killed in the name of God than in any other cause. But obviously, he's ignoring the fact that how many people died under Mao, the Chinese, millions and millions. How many people died under Stalin, the killing fields in Cambodia, the victims of the Holocaust. There are just so many things that are getting misrepresented, and almost as an apologetic for Islam, what is called moderate Islam.
And another apologist, Frank Turek, has an article at townhall.com in which he writes that the president actually hijacked Christianity to defend Islam.
You know, this is one of the most disturbing things. You know, the prayer breakfast was on Thursday of last week. It was last week was also when the Jordanian pilot was burned alive, and I actually saw that video. It is just an unbelievable video. Turek makes the point that in the Quran, Surah 929 tells Muslims to fight those who do not believe in Allah. The word Islam means submission, and if you don't submit and become a Muslim, you will die or pay a tax. So you have to convert or die, and that is the teaching of Islam. Here's the thing. The Crusaders hijacked Christianity to conduct violence, but even then, it was because of Muslims who had occupied Jerusalem and who were fighting and killing Christians and Jews. They were mercenaries. They weren't, though in the name of Christ, they weren't functioning according to Christ. But on the other hand, Islamic terrorists are actually functioning in concert with and in agreement with the Quran and even Muhammad himself, who personally beheaded 700 Jewish men.
Wow. Well, that was somewhat of an activity that needs to be brought to the attention of the world, and I don't think the president remembered that. You know, again, let me remind all of you eavesdropping on this conversation. The main reason we're discussing this is not to challenge President of the United States, Barack Obama, but because he was perpetrating a common argument used against Christians, and our listeners need to know how to respond to that. Would you not say that's true, David?
Yes, that's absolutely true. The basic common myth is that Christians acting in the name of Christ have committed violence that is equal to that of Islam. The fact is that the Crusaders hijacked Christianity and were not acting according to the teachings of Christ. And the fact is it is not Islamic extremists who have hijacked Islam. It is moderate Muslims who want to be peace-loving who have hijacked Islam in order to be peaceful. But to be consistent with the teachings of the Quran and the practice of Muhammad, they have to carry out these violent acts.
And we need to understand that, dear friends. Again, an absolute purpose behind the times of me being able to have a conversation with David James. He has done the research on this, and it's very key that we understand what the truth is. And again, back to the Bible, what does it say about our responsibilities in these days in which we're living, the last days before the return of Christ? David, thank you so very much, my good friend. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Jimmy.